The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
When you start noticing money going missing from your joint savings account that you have with your spouse and they can't explain where the money goes, you might have a problem on your hands.
That's right. A red flag.
Either they're cheating or they're just doing something shady. And Angela sent us an email because she thinks that her husband might be cheating on her because she noticed something like that. Is that right, Angela?
Yes. I mean, I don't know any other explanation for why there have been so many withdrawals from our joint savings.
Like as far as at the ATM, you mean? Or?
Well, I'm noticing ATM withdrawals on the account. And it's just out of character for him.
And did you ask him why he's taking money out?
I did. I confronted him about it. And he says it's for bills. But I know that it's not for bills because I look into our accounts and I see that the bills are all paid up.
Right.
I have auto pay for most of the bills. Mm-hmm. Why would you need to withdraw from an ATM? What are you doing? Going to a check cashing place to pay your bills?
Yeah.
I don't.
So how long has he been doing this for?
It doesn't add up. He's been doing this for, I would say, about 6 months, I've noticed.
Right. Well, I have an idea what it could be other than cheating.
What?
It could be drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He might not be cheating on you. He might be doing drugs.
I mean, which I guess would be better.
I think it would be better.
Wow. Yeah. Depending on the drug.
What do you think, Angela? Would that be better?
Either way, it's a form of cheating. He's lying about something.
Yeah. For sure. I would be.
It's not adding up.
I would be very worried.
Yeah. And is this the first time he's ever acted shady or anything shady has gone on?
Yeah. We've been married for 4 years and we've had a pretty good marriage up until this point. And I can kind of tell when it feels like he's withholding something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just feels that way right now. I kind of have like this gut feeling that he's not being completely honest with me right now.
I do have another thing. It could be he could be just taking out money to put aside to save for like something that he wants to do with you or like a vacation that he wants to surprise you on.
Well, like a gift.
Like your 5 year coming up. I don't know.
That'd be a nice surprise.
I mean, why not just open up a secret savings? Why are you taking out of our joint savings then?
Is he acting different as far as like his behavior goes?
So on top of the money, that's one thing. That's one part of it. He started leaving for work way earlier and he comes home from work way later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always a sign.
So
you said that you're trying to use this money to save up for your kids' Christmas presents. Did I hear that earlier correctly from you?
Yeah. So the reason we have this savings account is so we can save up for Christmas and catch like Black Friday sales and get that squared away. But
all right. And other than just kind of a change in behavior and him taking money out of your account, you don't have any other proof that he might be cheating?
I mean, I feel like that's a lot of proof, but I confronted him about it as well.
Did.
Like,
you
know, when I asked him about the money and then I just flat out asked him, are you seeing another woman?
Okay, what'd he say?
He got all defensive and in a huff, and he didn't really say whether or not. He was just like, why don't you leave then? Why don't you just leave?
All right.
If you don't trust me, why don't you just leave
then? That's always the line. That's the line.
When they're cheating.
Yeah, that is the line when people are cheating. Because that right there, when you said that, that convinces me that he's up to no good.
Yeah.
Because seriously, if someone asks me about cheating and I'm not cheating, It doesn't make me get defensive. I'm like, because it doesn't make sense. Because I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
But if I am, because it makes sense, I get defensive and then I go, whatever. And then I try to put it back on you. Why don't you just leave me then? Because you can't trust me. You got trust issues.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, sorry to unpack all of that on top of everything.
Like, classic move.
All right. Well, I'm going to have Alex call him and pretend to be from like a flower place giving away free flowers and see if we can get a name out of him that way. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to play a song, come back, and then we'll see if we can catch him cheating on War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater right after this. It's the Jubal Show. Look, I know sometimes these War of the Roses to Catch Cheaters can be sad because you catch people cheating. It's also a good thing because if someone's cheating on you, you should know and you should not be in that relationship. But also, you can learn important lessons. Like, we just talked to Angela, and Angela thinks that her husband might be cheating on her because he started taking money out of a joint savings account that she has and he won't explain to her what he's doing with it. Mm. Then she asked him about it and asked if he was seeing another woman, and he got heated and was like, "What, you don't trust me? Why don't you just leave then if you can't trust me?" Mm-hmm. And we learned, because really, if somebody reacts that way, if you confront them about cheating,
guilty.
Totally.
Almost 99% of the time. Because if something doesn't make sense to you, then it'll roll off your back and it'll just be more confusing.
Yeah, you'd question.
You'd be like, why would you think that? Uh-huh. You wouldn't instantly go, "You're crazy. You don't trust me. Your husband. That's a problem with you, not me." Because it's trying to deflect off the fact that he's actually cheating. So we're about to call him and set him up and see if we can find out if he is actually cheating on Angela. Okay. Angela says that he also has started like working different hours and she can't get an answer out of him. Is there anything else Thomas was doing?
Yeah, and the money that he's taking out of our savings is money that I was saving up for our kids' Christmas gifts. Oh,
this guy's going to be the biggest D-bag in the world if he's cheating. I hope he's not. Honestly, I hope he's not. Like, I hope that we get him on the phone and we find out that, is what Alex said earlier in the first part of this. If you missed it, not drugs. Unless you guys want to do them together.
Let's hope for drugs.
She was saying, maybe he's taking money out to plan a nice vacation for you. I hope it's something like that. But if not, Angela, at least you find out now. Mm-hmm. So that you can deal with it and get on with your life.
Yeah, Angela, does he buy you flowers?
Yeah, he normally always orders them from flowers.
Okay, cool. That's good to know. That's what I'm going to use.
That's what Alex is going to do. Are you ready to go, Angela?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to dial his phone number right now.
Hello?
Is Thomas available?
Yeah, this is he.
Oh, hey, Thomas. This is Alexis. I'm calling from Flowers.
Hey.
Hey, I was just reaching out to some of our customers that we've had in the past who haven't been back in a while, wanted to offer you a promotion. We have a BOGO going on right now, so it's buy one, get one free on roses. So wanted to reach out and see if you have anybody that you'd want to send these to or take advantage of this promotion. Like maybe you could send one to your girlfriend or wife. Is this something you'd want to take advantage of?
Right. So it's basically I buy one set and I'll get another set free with free delivery. Is that the deal?
Yeah, you would buy one dozen roses and then you would get another dozen for free.
Do it again.
I think I can do that. Yeah, that sounds good.
Perfect. Well, I would just need a little bit of information. And the first thing would be the two names that you'd want to send them to.
Okay, I'll send some to my wife, Angela, first.
Okay, wife, Angela. All right, and then the other person's name?
The other person you can put down, Michelle.
Michelle.
I'm sorry, what did I just hear? Excuse me, Thomas?
What's happening here, I don't understand.
It's your wife, Angela. And who the f*** is Michelle?
Why are you calling, honey? Like, what's going on here?
Why are you sending flowers to someone that isn't your wife is the bigger question.
Okay, who's on the phone here? Who are these people I'm talking to?
Thomas, I'll just introduce myself. This is Jubal from The Jubal Show. And you were just talking to Alex.
Hello.
English Evan is also here.
Hello.
And your wife is on the phone. Her name's Angela. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
So why are you guys on... I just don't understand what's going on yet. I
confronted you on why the money in our savings was going away because I had a suspicion that you were sneaking around on me. And when I asked you, you threw it back at me and said, why don't I just leave then? Like, I'm the crazy person. But it turns out, whole time, you are cheating.
Who's Michelle?
It's somebody I know. It's like a friend. There's nothing wrong with sending flowers.
Oh, yeah. She needs some flowers.
Thomas, we do a segment on our show called War of the Roses to catch a cheater. It's basically if someone thinks that their significant other's cheating on them, they can call us to try to catch them. And it looks to me, man, like you have been caught red-handed.
Yeah.
Caught with your hand in the cookie jar or the other, some jar.
I don't need this from you, Thomas. I could be fine being a single mother again. I've done it before with my first two kids. And I can do it again. And...
That's right.
I have no qualms about filing for divorce.
Thomas, you might as well just be honest here.
No.
What?
Like, no, that's not going to happen. We're not going to get a divorce. You're not, you're not going to take the kids away from me.
So you can just cheat on your wife, but you're demanding that she can't divorce you. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. She should divorce you if you're cheating on her.
Yeah.
If.
Yeah, and also, Thomas, I don't know of any friends
that you have by the name of Michelle. Mm-hmm. When I know good and damn well that you have to be cheating.
If he wasn't cheating, he would just tell you who Michelle is.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I think we can all come to terms that Thomas is cheating, mm-hmm. and that Angela, you definitely need to do what's best for you, what's healthy for you and your kids, mm-hmm. and that's not to be with a cheater.
I could use some help finding a divorce lawyer. Well, if you have any tips.
I can definitely help you find a divorce lawyer.
I'm sure we have one that advertises on the show. Thomas still there? Because we've been talking for a while and I've not heard from Thomas. Thomas, are you still there? Well, no, he hung up, Angela. Mm. People do that all the time when they're caught cheating. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Most of the time in this segment, dudes, when they're caught cheating, they hang up on us.
Embarrassed.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You'd think they would just want to sit there and own it. So he did hang up.
You know?
He did hang up, and I'm guessing you two will probably have a conversation about this later, but it does seem like he is guilty.
Yeah.
He's definitely guilty. I can feel it. I know it. I should have trusted my gut the whole time.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's not sending flowers to a friend either. Come on.
No way. Well, I'll help you find a divorce lawyer, and I'll tell you what, I'm also going to send you some money so you can buy your kids some Christmas presents with the money that he was stealing and spending on Michelle.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if he took that money from your account you were trying to get your kids Christmas gifts with, then it was the least we could do.
So messed up.
Yeah. One day you'll find a man who treats you exactly how you deserve to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hope so.
All right. Well, try to have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too.
All right. Hang on. Don't go anywhere so we can get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right.
The Jubal Show on demand.